Bruce here with us, and time for this week's Sports Lit 101. What have we got this week, Bruce?
Well, we have the second amazing book in the Beartown trilogy by Frederick Backman. Backman, I don't know how you say it in Swedish. These aren't just great sports books. These are some of the best novels I have ever read. And I say that as someone that has read, I'm sure, 1,000 novels in my lifetime. The first book was Beartown, and that set us up and gave us most of the key characters appeared. In the second book, Us Against You, he takes us into a world that we don't see anymore, I don't think. It's a world more akin to soccer than to football. I mean, or to hockey. Hockey isn't known for a lot of hooliganism. You know, that you don't have the fans from two teams fighting each other in the streets. It happens here. But these are stories of how obsession eventually spills into everyone's life that's near it. And I don't know how a better way how to say that. But to sort of go back the way this is set up, there are two towns deep in the forest of Sweden that are next to one another. You can walk between them. One is Head, H-E-D, and the other is Beartown. And they are bitter, bitter, bitter hockey rivals. There are political intrigues. There are economic intrigues. There are people who appear to be one thing and are something else. There's the story of young people trying to make their way through a world which is occasionally very hostile to them, not just in the environment. There are issues that confront marriages, that confront friendships in ways that are just remarkably drawn. And Backman, I don't know who translates these books, or how you go about translating something as big as this. I mean, it's over 1,000 pages in the trilogy, but this reads as if it was written in the most beautiful English that you've ever seen. Now, Beartown wins your heart right out. I mean, you're going to be a Beartown fan. You're not going to be a Head fan. I've just started book three, and I'm going to see a presentation a week from today, actually, at the Sport Literature Association on all three of them. So I got about 620 pages to read between now and then. That starts in the other city. What's interesting is Head has the hospital. Beartown has the factory. Head has the more powerful politicians. Beartown has a group called the Pack. And the Pack are a group of people who stand tall for one another, and they play by their own rules. And they frequent a place called the Bearskin Pub, where they leave their change every night, and it goes into what's called the kitty. And the kitty can be used for really good purposes sometimes, and the kitty can be used for other things. But every part of this book distills down to how it relates to ice hockey, and how when you're this far in the middle of nowhere, that's what you have. When winter is that long, that's what you have. In the summer, you play with sticks and tennis balls, and you play in basements, and you play in driveways and garages, but this is what they play. There is literally no talk until halfway through the second book, really, of any other sport, and that becomes martial arts. But the friendships and the way these characters are drawn, I mean, I think of these characters come alive the way Elizabeth Strout's characters come alive. They come alive in the way that Ivan Doig, the late great American writer of the West, way his characters come alive. I think of the precision that is drawn around these towns and these places is remarkable. I mean, it's as sophisticated yet as accessible as any I've ever read. And I think that the great thing is my wife read these books first. A friend of hers suggested it. And she got the third one for Christmas. And her friend said, no, you could understand everything if you only read the third one. Start at the beginning. And Janet just roared through these. I mean, she was reading them to the point where every once in a while I'd say, well, I'm going to go to bed now, right? And she'd, I've been reading for 2 hours. And she liked them. And her friend who suggested this is not a hockey fan at all. And so these books are for anybody that wants to really understand what sports can mean to a town, both in the best way and in the most corrosive way. And I think what the other thing that's sort of interest to me here is that it covers all ages. It goes from guys that are, you know, getting near the end and getting long in the tooth to the very young, and it involves involves all the complexities of modern life, but it's in a place that's anything but modern in so many ways. I couldn't recommend these books enough to anybody who likes good literature. Beartown, the second one that I've just finished, Us Against You, takes all the stories that we knew originally in Beartown and plays some of them out, some of them end, some of them continue. We see characters evolve and change and grow. And as I'm reading the third one, which I'm only about 30 pages into, and the author keeps referencing back, if anybody is interested, I would say rent the movie A Man Called Ove, which is a book that Bachman wrote that was a New York Times bestseller. And you'll see that has nothing to do with hockey. It has nothing to do with sports, really. You'll see how he creates characters. The movie is very, very true to the book, which is not always the case.
Now, the Swedish version, not the Tom Hanks version.
Yeah, I have no interest in seeing the Tom Hanks version, and I love Tom Hanks, but it's just the role of Saab and Volvo cannot be replaced by Ford and Chevy. the character Ove comes from a background that it would be really hard to sell to be something that an American came up from. It may be a great movie, but A Man Called Ove is a terrific book. I have made a pledge. I'm going to read everything this man has written, and as soon as a new one comes out, I'm going to grab it. They're just really terrific. They're all from I think they're all from Washington Square Press, which is an imprint of one of the big guys. Oh, actually, Simon & Schuster in Washington Square Press, but they are fabulous books. I can't. As far as fiction, we have never had better fiction on this show.
Nice. Excellent. So next week, will you be joining us from Frederick?
Yeah, in fact, hopefully Angie Abdu and myself and Ron Smith and a couple of other guys that have been on the show will gather around the telephone in Fredericton, around a cell phone, and we'll give you a call and we'll talk about what's going on. And I'll mention how these three books get talked about in that.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that. Thank you, Bruce.
My pleasure.